Before we start the podcast, we wanted to let you know about WestOS. If you're a teacher or pupil at a school in Scotland, then you now have access to hundreds of quality assured video lessons created by teachers to support your remote learning. You should be able to find WestOS within the app library of Glow, where you can add the tile to your own personal launchpad. Click on the tile and you'll have immediate access to stream lessons in every area of the Scottish curriculum, with video lessons already available for biology at National 5, Higher and Advanced Higher. Now let's get on with the podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Leckie Textbooks, Revision Guides and Practice Papers, everything you need to learn, review and prepare for your senior phase assessments. Browse the books at www.leckiescotland.co.uk and get 40% off using the discount code LeckiePodcast40. We're thrilled by the overwhelming support for our episodes featuring top-notch experts delving into various biological realms. Thanks to the feedback from higher biology students, we're launching shorter, punchy revision episodes. Get ready for quick summaries of key areas to turbocharge your exam prep. These short episodes can support your exam preparation and are not intended to replace other important aspects of your revision. In this short revision episode, we are going to take a look at genomic sequencing. It's like cracking open the book of life to uncover its deepest secrets. From tracing evolutionary paths to tailoring medical treatments, genomic sequencing is revolutionising our understanding of genetics and healthcare. Genomic sequencing unlocks the secret of life by revealing the precise order of nucleotide bases within genes and entire genomes. But how does that work? Firstly, these computer programs play a crucial role, identifying base sequences by comparing them to known genes. The field known as bioinformatics utilises computer and statistical analysis to decipher sequence data. But how do we identify these nucleotide base sequences? This involves the use of restriction endonuclease enzymes. Restriction endonuclease enzymes recognise short sequences of DNA nucleotides known as restriction sites. They cut the DNA at this site all the way along the DNA strand. Each restriction endonuclease enzyme recognises its own unique target sequence, cutting the DNA into fragments. Each DNA fragment produced is sequenced to work out its order of bases. Techniques such as fluorescent tagging of nucleotides can be used to identify the base sequence. Comparison of genomes from different species shows that many genes are highly conserved across different organisms. Many genomes have been sequenced, particularly disease-causing organisms, pests, and species that are important model organisms for research. Phylogenetics is the study of evolutionary history and relationships. Phylogenetic trees are diagrams which show evolutionary relationships. DNA nucleotide base sequences can be used as a molecular clock to show when species diverge during evolution. The use of genomic sequences as molecular clocks assumes a constant rate of mutation. A comparison of DNA sequences or amino acid sequences between two or more species is used to estimate how long since they diverged from a common ancestor. The longer time goes on, the more mutations occur and less closely related the two species become. This allows DNA to be used as a molecular clock to estimate how long it's been since two species evolved from a common ancestor. Evidence from phylogenetics and molecular clocks using sequence data and fossil evidence can be used to work out the sequence of events in evolution. Now, the comparison of genome sequences has provided us evidence that there are three domains of life: bacteria, which are prokaryotes; archaea, which are prokaryotes found in extreme environments, so for example, salt lakes or hot springs; and eukaryotes, so that's fungi, plants and animals. Our growing understanding of genomic sequencing has opened the door to a wide range of possibilities when it comes to healthcare. An individual's genome can be analysed to predict the likelihood of developing certain diseases. Pharmacogenetics is the use of genome information in the choice of drugs, while personalized medicine is the use of genome information to select the most effective drugs and dosage to treat an individual's disease and calculate the likelihood of treatment success. So whether unlocking the mysteries of evolution, decoding the genome secrets, or revolutionizing healthcare, genomic sequencing continues to shape our understanding of life's intricacies and holds the promise of a healthier, more personalized future. So hit subscribe on whatever platform you get your podcasts, so you don't miss the rest of our short summary episodes, nor our regular episodes with leading experts. And remember, this quick summary is intended as just one element of your broader revision plan. There are lots of resources available via GLOW, such as Scholar or West to West, as well as BBC Bitesize. Or why not check out one of Leckie's great revision books and use the code LeckiePodcast40 to get 40% off on their website, www.leckiescotland.co.uk.